Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, these new DART Plus trains, they're due to be introduced to ease commuter congestion in the Greater Dublin area, have been delayed until the second quarter of 2027. The new trains were to begin operating on the Drogheda route this year. The delay, of course, will have a knock-on effect on operations across the network. Barry Kenny is Corporate Communications Manager with Irish Rail, and he's on the line now. This is very disappointing news, Barry, isn't it?
Well, obviously, we're keen to get these trains in as quickly as possible for customers. I would say it was the end of 2026 we were targeting, not this year, for the introduction of the first of these trains. We have 185 carriages in total on order. We have the first three trains, that's 15 carriages, three five-carriage trains delivered. There is a long testing and commissioning and approval process that we would go through. What has happened, I suppose, to push it to quarter two 2027, primarily it's been driven by a redesign of the battery electric train battery packs. Not to get overly technical, but the vast majority of these trains that are on order will be operated under battery electric power, meaning that where they operate under the existing DART wires, it's by electricity, and as they continue up to Drogheda and back, the battery packs will power them from there with recharging facilities. We're, I suppose, developing and testing these trains in parallel with other trains and other trams operating internationally, and the supplier of this this battery pack, in the course of testing batteries for an Australian tram project, they found that it wasn't passing the required tests. They advised our supplier, Alstom, who are the train manufacturer, who in turn obviously contacted us on this and said we will need to do a redesign on these batteries. That redesign is complete, but the testing that we have done and the certification that we've done with batteries, that needs to be repeated because of the design change. So it's about, as was the safety and regulatory approval for this, but it does impact the delivery time in terms of services.
It is complex, as you explain it there, but I think people would expect that if you're putting an order in for these things, that all of this testing would be done and those boxes would be ticked before you get to the point where you're telling people we're going to have them at a certain point.
Well, there, as I say, particularly, I suppose, in the case of Ireland, and this isn't directly related now to the batteries, but particularly in the case of Ireland, the testing that would happen with other fleets, a lot of the time would happen with the factory of the supplier in Europe because of the standard European track size, the gauge, as we call it, is in place there. Ireland has a different track size for historic reasons from the 19th century. So all of the testing for our trains effectively has to happen here. We have been using the batteries that have been supplied without any issue, but we're like aviation, where there is a kind of an international regulation, and that lessons learned in other projects are transferred through to ours. Mm-hmm. So while we weren't having any issues with the battery packs, the supplier was responsible and said, you know, we have, this is basically the same battery on this Australia tram project. It isn't meeting the required standards. We're going to redesign those, and we feel it's appropriate to redesign yours as well.
Now
and
you,
that's, you know,
yeah.
Rather than putting trains into service with you know, however minor any question over it, we get to do this now.
Okay.
and save a longer delay if these weren't to pass regulatory approvals in due course.
But you have high ambition, don't you, to increase the number of passenger journeys from 55 million this year to 180 million a year. So how does all of this impact that, and when are you going to get there?
Well, that's the 25-year, I suppose, time scale. We would certainly be targeting 80 million journeys a year by the end of this decade. We will be, once these trains start to come into service, they will start to come into service very, very quickly. So notwithstanding that the first ones now will be in 2027, by the end of 2027, we will have at least, we think, 50 carriages of the 185 that are on order into service. Not only does that benefit the Drogheda line, it means that some intercity and commuter trains that we currently use in the Drogheda line are freed up for other routes as well. Would then look to get the rest of that fleet into service during 2028. So we will very quickly bring these trains into service once they start beginning. We also are planning a further order of these, a third order of 100 carriages. They'll be designed to replace the existing and original DART fleet. The very first DART carriages are still in operation from 1984. So by the time we're replacing those, they will have been 45 years in service. But I think it does show you the type of life and benefit you you get out of trains, and particularly electric trains, in terms of service to customers over time.
Can any of the new DARTs be used on the current DART line? I mean, that is electric wire powered, isn't it? Not battery powered.
Yes, and we, as I say, of the 185 carriages that are on order, 30 of them are electric only, and the remainder will be battery electric. They can all operate on the existing existing DART network, but what we've been doing is, of the three trains that are delivered, two are the battery electric, and we are putting that first in the testing process. We would have to start the other testing process from scratch if we were to kind of move ahead with those instead. So our manufacturing plan with Alstom, with the supplier, and our testing plan is based on those battery electric trains going in first. And as I say, the electric only will increase capacity on the existing DART as well.
But I suppose if you came to work this morning squished in like a sardine on a train, you just want to know, when are things going to improve for me?
You do, absolutely. And as I say, quarter two, 2027. There is a chance it will be a little earlier, but I suppose we can't be stupid about this. This will go, when we submit our formal application at the end of testing in August 2026 to the European Rail Agency, we're looking at their approval process with other railways, and it's about 7 or 8 months. So we've got to allow for that. There's a chance that they would be quicker, but it would be, I think, dishonest of us to be saying, oh, you know, something, it might be in by the end of 2026, when we can see what the timescales are with other European railways and with their projects as well.
Right.
So we want to be clear with customers, quarter to 27, but very quickly after that, getting a lot of capacity into the system.
OK, we have to wait a bit longer. Barry, thanks so much. Barry Kenny there from Irish Rail. Coming up next, Owen McGee has advice on how to get your finances in order by the end of the year, and he'll take your money questions too. 51551 is the text number.